Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Now I would like to invite Maulana Hirsha Biri, Hujjatul Islam. Please come out and give us a speech. Thank you so much.
Salam alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله أما بعد فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا أما بعد Dear brothers and sisters, today it's my honor to be in our youth, brothers and sisters, those who got together for a very important cause, that is an international cause. It is important that we need to think about that, and today we have publicized that our gathering is to talk about Palestine, a land that is a forgotten land, a community that is forgotten community. Our brothers and sisters, our children, our families in this part of the world. But is that only for a community? Is that Palestine just a land that we are here for? Or what is the relation of this country with Islam? And how we can understand this issue, that is that an Islamic issue? It is a political issue? Or it's just an international issue? So there can be various scenarios that we can look at. Most of the time this question has been raised that I live in America or in Pakistan, in India, and Palestine is a country. So what is something to do with me? Is there any relation with me and Palestine? So I would like to answer this question. We as a Muslim have a deeper relation with Palestine. And that relation goes beyond Islam, from the beginning of this world. This country or land is land of the prophets. It is memory of many prophets in the past. It's memory of Moses. It's memory of Jesus. It's a memory of Abraham. There is a memory of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. There are many verses of Quran that speak about this holy land. One of the verses that I've chosen that is from the beginning of Surah Isra, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about the important journey of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that is called Mi'raj, a journey towards heaven. In this journey, Masjid al-Aqsa has been mentioned, the name of Masjid al-Aqsa has been mentioned, because the journey of the Prophet started from one place to the other place, and then from there, Prophet had an honor to go towards heaven. So it says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu. Glory is for the Lord who has given the journey to his servant from Masjid al-Haram, that is Kaaba, ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu, toward the furthest masjid. So Masjid al-Aqsa, it's from Aqsa, that means something that is farther, that is far from that place. So that is why it was called Masjid al-Aqsa. So his journey was from Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa. And from Masjid al-Aqsa, that was the second phase of his journey that was started. Another verse that speaks about this holy land, that is from the Surah Baqarah, verse number 142-44, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken, سَيَقُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ مَا وَاللَّهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي. So that speaks about Qibla and direction of the Muslims. Of course, today we face towards Kaaba as our direction for the prayer. There was a time when our Holy Prophet and Muslims, they have been praying, according to the history, around 16 to 17 months of the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, after it was being asked to move towards the Haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was facing towards the Masjid al-Aqsa, and he used to pray towards that Masjid. So this verse, it says that those sufa and foolish people, they when they speak that what has happened, that Prophet has changed his direction towards another Qibla. قُلْ لِلَّهِ مَشْتَقُ الْمَغْرِبُ. O Prophet, you should say to these people that east and west, both are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَهْدِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. It's Allah who guides us. So direction, it's actually direction toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Allah who sets any direction. So He has set direction in the past toward the Masjid al-Aqsa, and again He has changed. Whenever He likes, He can change the direction. Actually, the path is Sirat al-Mustaqim. We need to follow that path, that is path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We actually, when we face towards Kaaba, if tomorrow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals another commandment that this direction is changed, so our direction is going to be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will follow the path of Allah. It was in the past, the people, they used to move towards and have direction of prayer toward Masjid al-Aqsa. It was because Allah has asked. Another verse that speaks about the same Qibla, مَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا, that the Qibla and direction that we had set in the past, that was for a reason. And we have changed for the reason as well. أَلَا لَنَعْلُمْ مَنْ يَتَّبْعُ رَسُولٌ مَنْ يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ أَقِبَيْهِمْ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. It is following the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has been asked that you need to follow and you need to move towards this direction. And of course, if anybody does not follow, then it's going to be considered as greater sin. In the previous prophets, in the time of Hadrat Moses and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has asked from Musa, إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ ادْخُلُ الْأَرْضُ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ. So why we call it as a holy land? We call it as a holy land because that was been mentioned in the Quran as Ardul Muqaddasa, a holy land. Holy land, it was holy land belonged to all the prophets in the past. So it remains as holy land as Allah has mentioned as Ardul Muqaddasa. And he was asking from his nation, Ya qawmid khulul Ardul Muqaddasa alladhi qataballahu lakum. So this is something, it was written down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. as Ardul Muqaddasa. Wala tartaddu ala adbarikum, do not turn back. So it was time when Musa was asking that you should come and be with me and form the army and stand against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although at that time Jews did not follow the path for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they made many reasons not to stand in the army. So all these verses that speaks about this land and the holy land, it says that it is a historical place, it is belong to the prophets, it is a land that is our previous Qibla. It has one of the mosques that was being built by the prophets, and the Hazrat Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, they have built this mosque, and that was being honored by the prophets. One of the hadith that it speaks about even praying in Masjid al-Aqsa, you know, the reward that are being set for different masajid, and one of the masajid that has been said it's rewardable to have journey toward this masjid, that is Masjid al-Aqsa. According to some hadith in Muslim and Bukhari also, it speaks about that Prophet has advised there are few masajid that it is highly recommended that one needs to visit or go for ziyarat, as Masjid al-Haram, Masjid al-Aqsa, or Masjid al-Kufa. So those few masajid that are being said, amongst those masajid is Masjid al-Aqsa. That reciting one rak'at in elsewhere, it's going to be equal to 250 rak'at when you recite a prayer in Masjid al-Aqsa. It's been said that when you pray in Masjid al-Haram and the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's rewardable equal to 1,000 rak'at. But in Masjid al-Aqsa, it's been said 250 rak'at. All these verses, ahadith, I wanted to just mention that this land is belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just a land of Palestinian people, that most of the people, they try to make it as a national issue, and then they would like to say that, okay, it's a national issue, and it's a pleasure of the people of that land, that how they decide. No, it's not Palestinians' issue. It is an Islamic issue. It is a Quranic issue. It is Prophet's inherited land. It is a peaceful land. It is a holy land. And that land is also being promised for the final ages, to the final times. It is narrated that Imam of the age, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif, will make his final move before he takes over the universe, and he becomes a complete victorious. First, after his reappearance, he would move towards Karbala. Although there can be various types of the narrations that have been said in various hadith books, but some authentic that are closer to the people, those who have researched about this issue, they have narrated that after his reappearance, Imam is going to move towards Iraq in order to form his army, and armed forces are going to be with Imam alayhi salam when he reaches to this Masjid Kufa, and people from various parts of the world, they will start joining with Imam of the age, and the mosque that is Masjid Kufa, which was a capital of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, it will become as the capital of Imam of age as well. And this masjid, it will be become shorter, as the people from various parts of the world, they will move to this place, and Imam is going to open this masjid. It is said that Imam will ask to build this mosque with 1,000 doors of Masjid Kufa. That is how it's going to be enlarged masjid, a larger masjid of the world. It's going to be built by Imam of age. And after forming his community, and after forming his army, Imam will make a second move toward Syria. And he will stay outside the Damascus while Sufyani would try to join, and after that he will break his allegiance with Imam of the age. And then Imam will move toward the place that is Holy Land, Ardul Muqaddasa. following the path of previous prophets, to take the land that was land of his forefathers, to take the land that is land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the final victory of a Muslim Ummah, it is going to happen in the leadership of the infallible personality of Imam Zaman Ajallahu Faraj Sharif. So now somebody can ask that what is the reason that previous leader of Muslim Ummah and many Maraji, when they emphasize on this point, they do not forget about the issue of Palestine. Because issue of Palestine is not a national issue. It is not something to do with the UNO. It is something to do with Imam of the Age. It is something to do with Islam and Quran. So when this issue is an Islamic issue, then it is the responsibility of our Maraji and our leader that they have to protect this place. Protect this place that it can be used by the final messenger, by the final savior, the savior that is going to save the world. And this place, it will become a final promise of the previous prophets, and we'll see that Islam is going to be a complete victory. Dear brothers and sisters, if we see in the past that our previous leader and founder of the Islamic Revolution has mentioned to have a day specifically called Day of the Quds. He said Day of Quds is Day of Islam. So now you can understand that why he had to say Day of Quds is Day of Islam. It's nothing to do with Sunni or Shia. It's nothing to do with one community or other community. It is Day of Islam. That means this is the day that every Muslim should feel to come out and celebrate this day. Come out and be with those oppressed people of the world. Then he says, Day of the Quds is Day of Mustad'afin. It is day for the oppressed people of the world. So this is the day that one needs to stand to support the suppressed people of the world. But brothers and sisters, if we like to free Palestine or free Holy Land, how that is possible? This is a question that everybody needs to ask. At this time, this place is occupied, but it's not occupied by one country. Just to bring this in attention, I'm going to complete my presentation. This place has not been occupied by one country, as you call it, Israel. No. It has been occupied by international, so-called international community, with a plot that has been plotted somewhere. And it's been supported by many countries. Many Western countries, they are supporting that. So there is an organized effort. It's not just a disorganized effort. It's not an effort of a community or country. There is an international effort. And in order to deal with an international effort is required. There is a requirement that people, they need to stand under one leadership. People, they follow one leadership. Otherwise, it's not going to be possible that we can free this holy land. It is really important that we need to look at the leadership and always follow the path of leadership. We should not make scattered effort. All those people who do scattered effort, they will not be successful and will not reach anywhere.
Nare Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Nare Risale!
Ya Rasulullah!
So Holy Land cannot be free with a conference or with conferences or seminars. Only the secret in order to free this land is following the path of leadership and always being committed to the leadership. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.